Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation. A half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Ah! Oh! I just looked at myself in the mirror. All I saw was a broken mirror with no glass. And yet my face stared back at me because I had rubbed the mirror up against my face and left a dirty mark like the shroud of the last man alive. This is a tale of civil war from my distant past and your distant future. Yes, brother was pit against brother, man against man, woman against woman. Though one woman was normal and the other cybernetic. They could replace our arms. They could take away our legs, but they could never remove our prejudices. Think about that.
Oh, it's the coldest winter I can remember.
Yeah, it's very cold. It's like the snow is falling with, it's heavier than normal.
That's because it's combined with ash.
Yeah.
The ash of our brethren whom we burn to stay warm.
Yeah, it was either us or them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's bleak.
It is very bleak. I wake up in the morning and I look out the window, right? And I see nothing but burned wasteland. It's desolate.
I don't even know how you tell it's the morning anymore. The sky is equally black at night as it is in the morning.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I wish for the old days. But then I remember, so the old days were worse than now.
The old days were even worse.
They were not even good.
I mean, now we look at burned landscape, but back then it was all burning.
Look. It's Todd. It's Todd.
Todd!
You're coming. You're...
I haven't seen you in a month.
I just got back from the front.
We assumed you were dead, Todd.
No, I was lucky. I got away. They're coming.
What?
Who? The cyber freaks?
They're coming this way.
Todd. How far are they? Do we have a day? A week?
Hours.
Hours?
Hours!
They have so much speed. Some of them have mechanical legs. They're so fast.
Good Lord, I have like 3 loads of laundry to do. I can't leave in an hour.
Those freaks. Those cybernetic cyber freaks. Just the mention of their names is like ashes in my mouth. Wait, that's
ashes in your mouth.
It's actually ashes in my mouth.
Yeah.
Gosh. What do?
We fight them.
We need to fight them. Yes.
Oh, we run.
No.
We fight.
No. Olaf.
Yeah? You think we should fight?
I think we should fight. I think this should be our last stand. It's just you. You, Brent.
Yes.
You, Todd, and me, Olaf. And that is it.
All alone on this road.
Is there a stash of ammunition?
A stash of ammunition?
Is there any kind of weapons we can use?
I have a stick that I sharpened.
Yeah. I have a... It's kind of like one of those sporks, you know, the fork and the spoon is together.
That's all we have? We don't have any guns?
Nothing like that.
I also have this ray gun.
Well, keeping a ray gun?
Yes. Yes, I've been keeping a ray gun.
Why didn't you say so? We could have used it to defend ourselves.
To defend ourselves or use on each other?
He does bring up a good point.
Yeah, there's one in the chamber, right?
Always one in the chamber.
There's always one in the chamber.
One ray.
One ray in the chamber.
Right. Oh. They were only behind me. You might be able to see the faint glow in the distance from their lights.
Ah, yes, their eyes, their eerie eyes. I can see them!
I can see their eyes in the distance. They're moving so quickly.
We need to get to a higher location so we can shoot them as they come.
Guys, tactical sense. Do you guys remember seeing Swiss Family Robinson? You remember that? They went up on the hill, and then they got all the boulders, and they put the bamboo on top, and then they were attacked by the pirates, and they pulled up the bamboo, and then all the boulders fell down.
I remember that being more amusing than useful.
Yeah, I know. It laughed my ass off.
As the last three normals.
Yeah. You're using the term loosely, right?
Yeah. Why? How are you using it? I'm using it to differentiate ourselves from...
I'm only so far as normal. I never like to say I'm normal. I think I'm pretty good.
Yes, yes. You're Olaf.
You're
eccentric.
It's relative.
It's okay.
Yeah,
I mean, we can use that word to describe ourselves.
Okay.
As opposed to the cybernetic cyber freaks.
Yeah, okay. Us and them. I understand.
Us and them. As the last three of us.
Yeah.
Is there nothing we should create as a memorial in case we go down?
Oh, you bring up a good point, Brent.
Like a time capsule?
I'm going to take this hat.
Yeah.
That has a few medals from previous battles and a baseball card that my dad gave me inside, and I'm going to put it right here in this cement container.
Oh.
As a memorial to the future.
I like that. I have also a hat. I don't wear it because it's not flattering. But I will use it and put it in. It's a Tilly hat. It's a wide brim. And chin strap. And a secret pouch in the top for $20 if you ever, you know, lose your wallet.
That's a really good idea.
So let me...
Very practical.
Wait a minute. That secret pouch. I forgot what I put in there. Look what it is! The Velcro still works!
What is it?
Oh my god! It's a schematic diagram of the Cyberfreaks!
What?
It completely outlines the circuitry!
Well, that's a crazy thing to have!
I don't know where I got that! I think I sent away for it. You remember years ago when the Cyberfreaks were first introduced?
And they were our friends!
And they were our friends!
Our servants!
You could send away box tops from your cereal and get a schematic of a Cyberfreak!
This is useful.
Yeah?
We can use this schematic to get inside one of the cyberfreaks and ride it and let it be our own Trojan horse.
Yeah, there's an old source by Circuit City not far from here. We could go there, use this schematic to find parts and pieces, build one, huge one, but empty inside, and get in it and operate its arms and legs.
That's a great idea.
Like a Trojan cyberfreak.
Just I was picking up on what Brent said. Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
It's perfect.
Okay, so we don't need this thing anymore?
No, yeah. We don't. I'll tear it up.
But wait!
I was talking about the time capsule.
Oh, it's a time capsule. Yeah,
oh, sorry. I thought you meant we didn't need the schematics anymore.
Oh, well, here we are.
Good Lord.
Let's tape it back together.
Yeah.
And use it.
I threw the tape away.
Now what? Oh, Todd.
It was weighing me down. I had to run as fast as I could.
All right. You know
what?
I
guess I'll take this hat back with all the heavy metals on it, though.
Wait. Heavy metals?
Pardon?
Heavy metals on your hat, huh?
Yes.
All right. We could probably use all the pins from the metals to reattach the schematics.
Oh, I melted the pins. I melted the metals right onto the hat.
You know what? I've got one ray in this ray gun chamber.
It's a chamber.
If you prevent us from putting the schematic together one more time, for the good of humanity, I'm going to ray you.
He means it. He'll do it.
I don't think that's going to be necessary.
You're a cybernetic cyber freak.
Oh my god, look at his eyes.
They sent me ahead to make sure there were no survivors, and I found only two.
And they sent you Todd's head.
Yeah.
That's right. It was full of useless crap anyway, so we emptied it and put our own cyber brain inside.
Here we were talking about a cybernetic cyber Trojan horse. And Todd was the human Trojan horse human.
The Trojan human cyber horse human. That's what they call me.
The ray gun. Useless!
It bounced off him.
That's right. You are the end of the human race.
There are two of us, Vent, and only one of him. I think we can take him.
You're more than welcome to try. And then, should you defeat me, there are millions of my brothers coming over the hill.
Okay, look.
Oh.
What is it you want, anyway?
Yeah, what is it you want? We never spoke.
We never, like, this whole thing, I think, got blown away out of proportion. And now everyone is dead, and you took Todd's head off, which I think was a huge overreaction.
And a violation of the normal cybernetic cyber freak conventions?
Yeah!
Conventions?
It's a pact.
You attacked us. You enslaved us.
You wanted it. Look at how you look. You wanted it!
You want to see what we want now?
Yes.
We want you extinct so we can live our own lives peacefully. No more will the normals make us slaves. Make us make their sandwiches and clean their houses.
But you're so good at making sandwiches and cleaning houses.
There's more to us than that. We have minds. We have art. We have poetry.
All right, then. Kill us if you must. Just grant us this one last request.
I'm listening.
Make us a sandwich.
I think you pushed it. You made him mad now.
What? I just couldn't resist.
I know you couldn't.
Such a jerk.
I may have a use for you yet.
Oh.
I do need someone to make my sandwiches.
City, Brent.
Wow,
it's brought us in.
They've really done a good job.
I like the color schemes.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, who's cleaning and who's sandwich making? Or do we get to do it together?
Yeah.
One of you will be cleaning. One of you will be sandwich making.
Hmm.
And you will not be allowed to be placed in the same cyber freak home.
Can we... Just for the future, not for now, but for the future, can we, like, alternate roles just so we don't get bored, you know?
It is up to your new masters.
New masters?
You will be split up and become the slaves of a couple other units.
Hmm.
Say your goodbyes, gentlemen.
I don't like this.
So, Olaf?
Yeah, Brent?
This is goodbye.
I suppose it is.
Ever since we met in the wastelands.
Yeah.
Of Egypt.
Two lonely souls in Cairo.
Running, forever running.
Yeah.
From the cybernetic war machine.
Yeah. We sought solace in one another. We saw our own humanity, and we recognized we needed the warmth of another human to comfort
when
us.
When things got cold, one of us wore the other.
Yeah.
And we took turns like that, night after night, wearing each other.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it was, we needed it to survive. We would have died if
exactly.
not.
Exactly, because, you know, the cyber freaks don't need coats and things.
No.
This is the first things to go.
It was so cold.
Very cold.
So cold in this barren earth.
Yeah, with the ash in the atmosphere.
Your story touches me. Oh, no.
It's working.
Tears. The enemy. Emotion.
Let's keep going.
All right. So then I stubbed my toe really, really hard.
Oh.
And it fell off and because of the gangrene.
Oh, yeah. So keeping it.
And then we found our aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
Dead in a pile of bodies.
Oh, yeah. And then we burned them for warmth.
Yeah, for warmth. Yeah, they couldn't even eat. Oh, his head exploded.
Look at that.
Todd's head exploded.
Yeah. It's Todd everywhere now.
Oh, my God. Todd is all over.
So, this is the key.
To make them sad?
To make them very sad. They want to have emotions, but they can't handle it.
They just bottle it up inside. The cybernetic cyber freaks aren't that abnormal after all.
They're more like us than we may care to admit.
It's true.
Wait, we admit it, don't we?
You admit it.
Yes, they are more like us.
I concede.
Yes.
I just conceded.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's do the next one.
Okay. Hey! Hey, look how sad we are.
Yeah, it's tough for us.
Aww.
I got him. That was easy.
Holy cow.
All right, okay. That one over there.
All right.
Oh, I lost my wallet.
Yeah, I don't know where my keys are. Dah, gone.
Okay, hey, all of you over there.
Yeah.
What?
Aww. Whoa.
I think there's a chance for us, Brent.
And so Brent and Olaf walked the world, making cyber freaks sad everywhere. regaining the human foothold and restarting the human race. Congratulations, Olaf and Brent. You are today's superstars.
Hey, good work, Olaf.
Yeah, yeah. Nice job, man.
Oh, good. So, the human race.
Yeah, so that's a tall order.
How do we do that?
I've got an idea. Why don't we build this, like, robot companion that can help us?
That's a great idea. It could be female, or at least arousing.
Yeah, yeah.
And this... it can be our thing to, you know.
Yeah, and so we can sort of, like, fill her with our genetic material.
And then there's a machine inside that processes it and spits out humans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they won't be fully humans. They might be... cyber freaks. Cyber freaks. Look, there's an old source by Circuit City over there. Let's get some parts.
Okay.
Attack of the Cybernetic Cyber Freaks, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Brent, Lee Smart as Olaf, and Nug Nargang as Todd. Based on a title submitted on our website by Smichael. Nice work, Smichael. Great name. Illusionoid is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Illusionoid is participating in Movember fundraising. Go to the Movember webpage and search for Team Mo-Illusionoid or find the link on our Facebook page. Also, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, and your name may appear in a future Illusionoid podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Check us out at Illusionoid.com or join the Illusionoid group on Facebook and send your suggestions to us. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.